Before time, before matter, before the cosmos itself, there existed the Word. The Word dwelt in unity with God, not separate, not different, but one. As the genesis of all things, the Word held the power of creation. The celestial symphony of existence came into being through Him. Not a single star in the heavens, not a single grain of sand on earth materialized without His divine command. Life pulsed within the Word, an unquenchable fire, a force both ancient and eternal. This life brought forth light, a beacon for all mankind, illuminating paths shrouded in obscurity. It was a light that danced at the edge of human understanding, forever eluding comprehension's grasp, yet ever present in its luminous mystery. Yet as with all things pure and radiant, shadows formed, darkness sprawled across the universe like ink and water, attempting to smother the celestial brilliance with its heavy shroud. But this was no ordinary light, it was a flame born from divinity itself. Penetrated the dark void with its undying glow. It became a cosmic dance of shadow and illumination where darkness sought dominion but never triumphed no more. Echoed a voice through the darkness, the light grew brighter at these words, no more shall you hide. And so it was that the light continued to shine in the darkest corners of existence. Even when confronted by despair or uncertainty, it remained unwavering in its glow. The darkness could thrash and howl in protest, but it could not extinguish the divine luminescence. This eternal battle between light and dark played out on an infinite stage, observed by countless galaxies and nebulae, like silent spectators to a celestial drama. In this timeless spectacle of existence, through every triumph and trial that shaped reality as we know it today, there was one unchanging truth. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He had been there in the beginning, and through Him all things came into being. The life within Him illuminated the world, a light that could never be overcome by darkness.
In the pristine harmony of heaven, there was a divine hierarchy, a celestial order that echoed the perfection of its creator. Each being had
essence of God, a reflection of his boundless love and limitless power. Among them, one figure shone brighter than the rest, radiating an aura that shimmered like a field of diamonds under the eternal sun. This was Lucifer, a name that rang with a melodious charm across the celestial plains. His voice led the heavenly chorus, a symphony so pure it echoed across time and space, a hymn of joy and praise for their creator. Yet within this paragon of beauty and grace stirred a storm of rebellion. Pride swelled in Lucifer's heart like an insidious weed, choking the light within him. He sought to dethrone his creator, his ego blinding him to the sacrilege of his intentions. Lucifer spun a web of deceit, his silver tongue weaving tales that sowed seeds of doubt among his brethren. A third of the heavenly host fell prey to his lies, their radiant spirits tarnished by his corruption. And thus, heaven's harmony shattered. The celestial order gave way to chaos as Lucifer and his followers were cast out from their divine abode, their light dimmed, replaced by an ominous shadow that seeped into their beings. The fallen and angels transformed into creatures of darkness and despair, led by their once luminous leader, now turned deceiver. Like a ravenous lion in the wilderness, Lucifer roamed through creation with an insatiable hunger for deception and destruction. His heart had turned into an abyss filled with darkness, his compassion replaced by apathy. He prowled on the innocent and weak, feeding on their fear and confusion. His once melodic voice now echoed with lies and deceit. No longer did he sing hymns of praise. Instead, he spread discordant whispers that unsettled hearts and stirred conflict. His thirst for chaos was unquenchable, his joy found in the ruin of others. Yet amid the destruction and despair, the light continued to shine, undeterred by the darkness that threatened to consume it. It was a beacon of hope in a world now shrouded by shadows, a testament to the eternal battle between good and evil, between God and the fallen angel.
In the midst of cosmic chaos, God unfurled a canvas of divine design, painting life across the universe in six distinct stages. Each day was a testament to his boundless creativity and infinite wisdom. Each creation a sermon in itself. The earth, once a barren sphere, bloomed under his touch. Landscapes sprawled across its surface like patchwork quilts, stitched together by rivers that dance and twisted like silver serpents. The sky was painted with celestial bodies that lit up the world, their twinkling lights reflecting in the vast oceans below. God's divine calendar emerged, set in a rhythm to life on earth. perfect cycle, an eternal echo of the Creator's meticulous order. On this calendar, mankind would live and breathe, each day an opportunity to honor their Maker. From the dust of this vibrant earth, God sculpted a figure in His own image. Adam, His body molded from the clay beneath His feet, His soul breathed into existence by the Creator Himself. Yet man was not meant to be alone. From Adam's essence, God created Eve, a companion forged from His DNA. As they walked the lush gardens of Eden, clothed in innocence and blissful ignorance, they were oblivious to the storm brewing on the horizon. The deceiver slithered into their paradise, his malevolent eyes gleaming with cunning. He fell prey to Satan's lies. She succumbed to temptation and tasted the forbidden fruit. A single bite shattered their innocence. Guilt and shame clothed them in an unfamiliar garment. Yet even as they trembled before their Creator, God showed mercy. He provided them with garments made from animal skins, a physical manifestation of His grace. Symbolized a greater sacrifice that was yet to come, a promise of redemption woven into the very fabric of creation. The trap had been set. Satan, in his arrogance, had walked right into it. The divine chessboard was laid out, and the pieces began to move. God's grand plan to defeat His enemy was now in motion. In the looming darkness, hope flickered like a solitary flame in the heart of creation. The game had just begun.
In the aftermath of the fall, the earth writhed under the weight of sin. Suffering swept through mankind like a bitter wind, carving lines of pain on their faces, leaving a hollow echo in their hearts. God's voice resonated across the globe, a divine decree piercing through the gloom. He declared, "The world you knew is no more. Yet even in your brokenness, I offer redemption. From this pain, you may rise as sons and daughters of God." From the least likely of creatures, ants known as people, their size belied their strength and their unity in body. His message, strength in numbers, victory through unity. As these tiny soldiers marched forth, their sheer determination humbled giants and toppled empires. Through the passage of time, stories unfurled across generations. Each a chapter in God's grand narrative, prophets foretold of a time when God's love would manifest in flesh and blood. Jesus, the divine promise was not just words on parchment, but a living prophecy pulsating with life. When Jesus willingly surrendered His life, He did not bow to defeat, but triumphed over death itself. His sacrifice was an explosion of divine love that shattered Satan's illusions and chains of deceit. centuries rolled by like waves against the shore. 24 centuries to be exact, the world turned and churned. Civilization rose and fell, yet through it all, God's promise remained steadfast. A time came when God decided to unleash His divine plan to liberate His people once more. He reminded them of their true nature, beings created in His image with power to overcome. Remember, He whispered into the hearts of men and women across the world, you were not made for darkness, but for light. You were not designed for defeat, but for victory. Through the power of His Spirit, they began to rise above their circumstances, to fight against the tide of evil that sought to drown them. Their hearts burned with divine fire, their spirits soared with newfound strength. The children of God were awakening, ready to reclaim their rightful place in His kingdom. The battle between good and evil raged on, a cosmic dance as old as time itself. Yet through it all, one thing remained certain: God was not finished yet. His grand design was still unfolding, each piece falling into place with divine precision. The story of creation was far from over, it was merely entered.
The sky with hues of orange and pink, but the beauty of the dawn was lost on the faces turned upward, eyes wide with anticipation, hearts pounding in chests. Mankind awaited the heralding of the great day of the Lord. In an instant, a divine light punctured the canvas of reality. A figure descended from the heavens, His radiance eclipsing even the sun's brilliance. Jesus held in His hands the seals and trumpets, tools of declaration, a war cry against Satan. His presence stilled every heart, hushed every breath. The world stood on the precipice of divine reckoning. A voice resonated from Jesus, deep and melodious, cutting through silence and soul alike. Today is the day foretold by prophets and seers. He declared the hour of liberation is at hand. His gaze swept across the gathered multitude, each face lit by His radiance. He raised His hands high, a gesture of offering and promise. God offers you keys to heaven. He announced, join Him in this battle, stand beside Him in victory. He pointed towards an ethereal portal that shimmered into existence beside Him. Through this gateway lies your destiny. Embrace God's love, share in His power. A ripple of awe passed through the crowd as they saw what lay beyond. A city gleaming with gold and precious stones. Trees heavy with fruit lining streets paved with pure gold. Jesus continued, in joining him, he will bestow upon you a new name known only to you and him. A bond as intimate as any love could be. His words washed over them like a gentle wave, leaving them awash with hope. He will provide for you a place in his temple, a pillar, pillar that stands firm amidst chaos. His voice rose like a crescendo, filling their hearts with longing. Rule over nations, bring peace where there is strife, love where there is hate. He will clothe you in robes of pure light, casting away all shame. A pause followed, heavy with promise, seed from the tree of life. Jesus said, the choice was theirs to make, to accept God's offer and step into the light, or to deny it and remain in darkness. For many, the choice was clear as they stepped forward to join God's ranks, their hearts aflame with divine purpose. The world shifted on its axis. Of the Lord had indeed arrived.
Turned to face the gathered crowd, his gaze filled with a divine warmth that set hearts aflame. You are my brothers and sisters, he declared, his voice resonating with a love so profound it threatened to shatter the silence of the dawn. I will pour out my spirit into your heart. Themselves into their very souls. I will talk with you and live in you forever. His hands extended outward, an invitation as intimate as a shared secret. Talk to me like family, he implored, his eyes dancing with a love that sought not worship but connection. I detest religion and separation. Come with me, the Lord your God. His words hung in the air, as if waiting for each heart to absorb them, Zulu, before continuing. I will empower you upon the earth to overcome darkness. He declared, his voice rising in strength. The word oppressor echoed through the still morning air like a war drum. Eyes narrowed and jaws tightened at the mention of their shared enemy, Lucifer the deceiver. Jesus' gaze hardened as he spoke again, a flame of righteous anger flickering in his eyes. Expression softened once more as he continued, his words washing over them like a balm. I will anoint you with healing and kindness, he promised, his gaze sweeping over each face before him. His voice
morning air, you will be my witnesses.
Question hung in the air, a shivering thread of vulnerability in the midst of divine proclamation. Will we die, Lord? A lone voice dared to break the silence. Jesus turned, his gaze falling on the questioner. His eyes were filled with an ancient understanding that stretched far beyond human comprehension. This world, he said, his voice soft yet resounding with the weight of eternity, is but a passing moment. He stepped forward, closing the distance between them. Paradise, he whispered, his voice barely audible above the hushed whispers of the crowd, is with me. He paused, his gaze holding each person in its gentle embrace. No greater love has anyone than this, he continued, his voice rising in strength and conviction, that they laid down their lives for their brothers and sisters. The crowd remained silent, each heart echoing with the resonance of his words. Then came a response, as resolute as it was unexpected. The same voice that had questioned now agreed with a passion that could only come from profound understanding. There is no greater love, they declare. Christ bore witness to this affirmation with a knowing nod. His scars a testament to the imperfections he had taken upon himself. A sword was then lifted high, its blade glinting in the early morning light. It was not a weapon of hate or destruction, but one of justice and liberation. All who were tired of Satan's way, the voice boomed out over the crowd. Pick up your sword, the battle is won in Christ. A murmur swept through the crowd at this call to arms. This was no longer a gathering of mere spectators. They were soldiers preparing for spiritual warfare. So, the battle has begun. The voice declared it not as a question, but as a fact, an undeniable reality they all must face. Will you join me? The challenge hung in the air, echoing across the open field. Will you allow the loving, caring Jesus Christ to lead us in battle and defeat our enemy? The response was immediate and unanimous. A sea of swords lifted high in the morning light, glinting with determination and hope. The message was clear, They were ready to follow Christ into battle, to fight against the darkness that threatened to consume their world. They would stand firm with love as their greatest weapon, and Christ as their leader.
Sun pierced the morning fog as I picked up my cross, the rough wood chafing against my bare hands. The field before me bristled with a sea of uplifted swords, glinting in the dawn's light like a swarm of fireflies. I stood amidst my brothers and sisters, united in our conviction, bound by love, stronger than any force on earth. Jesus, standing at the helm, was not just my Lord, He was my best friend. We had walked together through valleys of shadow and climbed mountains of doubt. His presence had been a constant source of comfort. His words were balm for my weary soul. I glanced at him now, his figure silhouetted against the rising sun. He bore no sword, no shield. His weapon was love, his armor truth. I marveled at the sight, God clothed in humility, ready to lead us into war. His voice echoed across the field, strong and clear. Today, He declared, is the great and mighty day. Stand His power. I thought to myself, we were not going into battle alone. We had God Himself as our general. The enemy may have had his minions, his weapons of fear and deception, but had something far more powerful. We had love. Join me. Jesus called out again, His voice resounded across the open field. His eyes swept over us, brimming with an affection so profound it felt touch. My heart leapt within me at His words, I will follow. I whispered my voice, drowned out by the wind, but heard by Him nonetheless. As I stepped forward to join Him at the front lines, I felt a sense of peace wash over me. Yes, we were marching towards a war that would claim many lives, including my own. Yes, we were gonna face hardships that would test our faith and our resolve. But we were also marching towards victory, towards a resurrection in heaven.
flesh on this earth, but I was also gonna be. Resurrected in heaven. This wasn't just a war, it was a promise of redemption. And so with my cross in hand and Jesus at my side,